Welcome to the deep dive. Ever feel like your golf game is maybe a bit of a solo thing?
Yeah, we're just finding new places to play and new people. It can be a drag sometimes.
Exactly. So today, we're doing a deep dive into something that's really changing the game: golf social media groups. We've been looking at this really comprehensive article, and it shows how these online communities are, well, reshaping the whole experience, especially it seems in South Africa.
That's right.
So our mission today, let's pull out the key insights, find those, hidden gems of info, and show you how these groups can boost your game, your network, and just make golf more, well, more.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Because they're not just places to chat. They're like catalysts.
Gatterous, how so?
Well, they really open things up. Access to information, finding new courses, developing skills, and building real community. It's connecting golfers in ways traditional clubs maybe can't always manage.
That's a really good point. Okay,
Okay.
so let's start there with discovery and organizing things, like finding courses.
Yeah, the discovery part is huge.
Well, the article mentions places like Nizna Golf Club, Fan Court with its amazing views, or even like hidden spots, Arbela near Hermanus.
Oh yeah, Arbel's beautiful, and these groups make finding places like that so much easier.
How? Is it just people posting pictures?
It's more than that. It's real-time info. Reviews from people who just played there, tips, stuff you won't find in a brochure. It's crowdsourced intel.
Right, bypassing the usual channels.
Exactly. And it's not just finding courses, it's organizing stuff, local tournaments, charity events.
Like the Sunflower Fund Golf Day, stuff like that.
Precisely. Or just informal competitions, even group trips. Imagine organizing a trip to, say, the Gary Player Country Club in Sun City.
Wow, yeah, logistical nightmare usually.
But these groups streamline it, makes planning surprisingly smooth.
Okay, so you find the course, maybe plan a trip. But what about actually playing better? That's where I was really intrigued, the skill enhancement side.
Ah, yes. The knowledge sharing is incredible.
It mentioned everything from, basic tips on grip and stance, swing mechanics, to using video analysis.
That's a big one. People actually upload swing videos.
Seriously. And others critique it.
Yeah, you get multiple experienced players giving constructive feedback, things you'd probably miss yourself. It's like having, well, instant coaching connections.
Almost like on-demand coaching.
Sort of, yeah. Plus, you get loads of effective practice drills shared around.
Yeah.
And then there's the gear talk.
Oh, equipment insights.
Right.
Huge. Unbiased reviews, maintenance tips, what's new in tech GPS, smart balls, you name it.
Yeah, and buying and selling, swapping gear.
Absolutely. People swap clubs, find deals. I saw someone trade a driver for wedges just the other day. Super efficient.
Okay, so it helps your game technically.
Yeah.
But what about the social side, the community?
That's maybe the most powerful part. The bonds people form are really strong.
So it's about encouragement, celebrating achievements.
Definitely. Someone breaks 90 for the first time, everyone cheers them on.
Yeah.
Or sharing amazing stories like a trip to Leopard Creek near Kruger. Wow. Yeah, hearing about something like that makes you feel connected, even if you weren't there.
Exactly. And it spills over into real life. It's not just online chat.
How so?
Groups organize actual outings to places like San Lemire or Pearl Valley, the Nicklaus course.
Okay, so real-world meetups.
Yeah, group trips, golf fitness advice tailored for golfers, planning adventures along, say, the Garden Route.
South Africa's got some stunning courses for that.
Incredible ones. And even just social gatherings off the course. It
Yeah.
really drives home that golf is this whole lifestyle, you know?
A vibrant communal lifestyle, not just hitting a ball.
Precisely. And you stay in the loop too. Tournament news, charity events, it's all there.
So, wrapping this up,
Yeah.
what's the big takeaway for you listening? These social media groups, they're really changing golf.
They are.
It's shifting it from maybe feeling like an individual thing into this really rich, supportive community. It's just so much more than booking tee times.
You're plugging into a network that constantly gives back to your game, your knowledge, your friendships.
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. Here's a final thought to chew on. Think about how joining one of these digital communities might do more than just tweak your swing.
Okay.
How might it fundamentally change your whole relationship with golf and the friendships you build because of it, both on the course and maybe off it too?